Hello, thank you for downloading episode 50 of the Something Something podcast. Of course, I am your co-host, Kevin.
And I am the other co-host, Dan.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's episode 50 now.
50. I mean, it's gone pretty quick, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been a mad ride. We're hoping we'll get to 100 and 150.
150?
Can you imagine?
Could you imagine? 100
episodes time.
Let's not look that far in the future.
Let's not. This is got to be a nice, short and quick and snappy podcast this time round, because we just found some time to do it, so we're off to see Wonder Woman in about half an hour.
Wonder Woman. That's what it says in the Lego game. Have you played the Lego superheroes game?
No, I have not.
So you can play Wonder Woman, and as soon as you like go to that character, it goes Wonder Woman, and then she can start flying around the screen as well.
It needs to have that like epic soundtrack that she's got.
That she can fly.
Yeah.
But can she fly in the film?
Well, we'll find out, I guess.
We'll find out.
We're going in half an hour's time. So that will be reviewed in the next episode of the episode 51 of the Something Something podcast. But in the meantime, just to quickly chuck out our social medias. If you want to follow me on Twitter, mine is Cyril Curvebo. If you want to follow Dan, it is
at DanMan5K.
And if you want to follow our Something podcast Twitter, it is at the Something Pod, capital T, capital S, capital P. So we have no notes. We have absolutely
no, that's nothing, fine,
which is fine. This is how we like it. So what have you been up to in the last week?
Last week I've been busy with my working life. I don't know why I'm talking.
You've turned German all of a sudden.
I didn't know why. I just started speaking German, and there was no need to speak German. I was doing a bit of collaboration with our friend that came on last episode, yep. Lauren Ray.
Thanks
from America. Yes, and thank you very much again for coming on our podcast.
That was a really good episode.
Yeah, and hopefully in the future she will come on and do a co-host with us one day, which is in the making. And if you want to be a guest as well on our show, let us know in a DM or tweet us.
Yeah, just give us a shout. We love guests.
Yeah, we like guests.
Yeah.
And
love guests.
With a little bit of banter between us.
Bit of bants.
It's all a bit fun.
What about the banter?
Yeah, and I've been playing Tekken 7.
Ah, yes.
And so have you.
I
because
have.
It came out on the PS4 this week, or last week, and it's been very hype. And I can understand why it's been given so much hype, because I actually love it.
Yeah. Definitely one of the best Tekken games out there. And I love it because the story mode, even though some of it is pretty shit, when it goes back into previous games and where you get to play like bits of the story mode, because I don't know about you, but I never really paid attention to the story in the last five games. I didn't know there was one. It normally just used to be arcade mode.
Well, you've got a bit more of the story knowledge than me, because I didn't play it since the PS2 version Tekken Tag Tournament.
Yeah.
So this is all like
fresh
for me. Oh,
you're a newbie then.
But I used to play like Tekken 1, 2 and 3 back on the PS1.
PS1, yeah.
That was still awesome.
Have you seen the graphics of them now? You'd be shocked.
Yeah, like back in the day, that was top bollocks.
Yeah.
That was.
I mean, people go on about like loving retro games. And to a point, I agree, in terms of games for the Mega Drive and like the Nintendo 64. But me and a friend used to love Black Ops on the PS2.
Mm.
It was such a good Tom Clancy co-op shooter, a split screen co-op shooter, and it was so good. And we thought we need to play it again, because it's been like years since we played it. And bearing in mind it's PS2, so what, 10 years ago probably now we were playing
that.
And back then, like, it was amazing. And when we returned to it, it was so shit, like, because the frame rate and it was so laggy, and the aiming of the gun, I don't know how we completed it. And it's like, but weird how our mind warps things, doesn't it? And because we've got used to, well, such good graphics nowadays and faster
power. You watch when the PlayStation 5 comes out, we'll look back on the PS4 and PS3 one day and go, oh, that was rubbish, wasn't it?
That's the thing. It's like, it just really made me think, like, was it actually this good back then? And it was. It's just because we didn't know anything better.
Yeah, that was incredible back then. The PS1, even the PS1's first ever demo, it was called Demo 1. Do you remember that? You could be T-Rex.
Oh, yeah.
And you could go under the water with the stingray.
Yeah.
I was, like, obsessed with that. Even though it was so shit.
And I used to spend... it was shit. But I used to spend days. I used to wake up really early at the weekend and get up at 7 o'clock, play Final Fantasy X all day. Literally all day. I would only break for the toilet
for
dinner.
I agree. Final Fantasy VII, I used to destroy.
I never played that, number 7.
7 is the best one.
Yeah.
That is...
Well, they are remaking it, aren't they?
For PS4, and I can't wait. I will be buying that. And also Final Fantasy, like, not a lot of people agree, but I think Final Fantasy 8 was really good.
See, I didn't play that one either. I came into it as a sort of a franchise newbie at 10. And 10 was just incredible, like the story and and you just got lost in it. You just really wanted to, and I got annoyed. I think his name is Seymour. He's the first big baddie you come across, and he has that Eon, and he just fucking destroys you. So I was like, okay, I need to level up. So I was doing that for nearly half a year, leveling up my characters. And you forget how much time you put into this game. And then X2 came out. I liked X2 as well, because that had a good story as well. And I liked the free flowing combat of that.
Yeah,
first,
10
I wasn't,
2 was good, yeah.
Like, with 10, it was like the turn based combat. I didn't like it at first because it took ages to do a fight. But then when they brought in the QuickTime one, and you gave your characters sort of rules and how to engage in battle, and it just happened so quickly, and it was cool. And now I've got the latest one for PS4, and it's just like, it's open world, it's free roaming, and it's a hack and slash.
Is it shit?
It's shit. It's just even though it reviewed quite well, but it's a hack and slash.
Yeah, I like the original concept as well, and I miss the summons.
Yeah.
Because you can summon the big fucking monsters.
And the special
and
moves you could do as well.
I don't know if you've got magic. I still think there's magic, isn't there? But the summons where you can summon the big beasts.
Yeah.
Is that still in the new one?
I literally played the tutorial, and they just throw so much shit at you. Like, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. And it's like, so basically it's a hack and slash. And there's, it just takes away the element of it. And there's cars and shit in it as well. And it's just it feels too modern. So I'm hoping Final Fantasy VII is done right. And... I know I should play the original first, but it's...
They say that they're making it, though, for, like, the newer audience, so they might have it as, like, semi-free roaming with the slashing rather than turn-based up. But I'm hoping that they bring back the magic and the summons, and it's all, like, really good visuals and stuff.
So in terms of turn-based, apparently, recently, Persona 5 has been, like...
Yeah, it's been really popular.
Reviewed as being amazing, and I didn't know... I've not heard of this before, but I looked into it, and it is, like, a game that looks like an anime film when you're playing it, but it is like the gameplay is turn-based, like obviously like Final Fantasy, and it looks good, and it got like 100, like literally the highest rating on
Twitter, like our local game store.
Yeah,
like every time that they get one in, it goes straight away. They've been tweeting like, come and get it quick, we've only got like 2 copies.
Yeah,
they've just come in, you better come and
grab
it.
That's the first I heard of it. So I read the review on IGN, and they just absolutely bummed it.
It might be worth a go,
but I don't know if it's if it's based on a TV show, if you know, tell us. But it looks good. So
I think it might be something to do with the TV. Like, I haven't watched anime in years, and I do miss it. I mean, obviously, Dragon Ball Z stuff.
Have you heard of Attack on Titan?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, you should watch that. That's the Netflix, and I'm just starting that now. I'm actually
Attack on Titan.
Really getting into it. Like, do you listen to the original voiceovers with English subtitles, or do you listen to like the English version of the dubbing when you watch anime? How do you normally?
I watch the subtitles, like the original.
Yeah.
But then I will maybe watch the one in English as well.
Yeah.
Because I do like, with Dragon Ball Z, I'm used to the English one anyway.
Yeah.
And the Japanese one just too, like, it's just like, blah, 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 it's all over the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
For like quick things, like battles and stuff, I like to just watch it in English.
Yeah.
But if it's a good anime, like maybe Akira or something, I'll watch it in their original and just watch the subtitles.
Subtitles, yeah.
Like, even with, like, the raid and stuff, they're subtitled.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And you don't really need to sort of pay attention to
it. No, it's
much.
Just like, wow, this is good, let's get on with it. We can understand what's going on.
With Attack on Titan, I've been listening to the English version of the commentary, and it just doesn't sound as good. And I don't know how much they change in terms of the wording as well, because obviously the subtitles might read in their language, might read differently to how I'm listening. So, yeah, I might change it and start subtitling and doing that.
I had to ask, did you ever have Deadpool on PS3?
No.
Because it looks actually quite good.
I've never played it.
A Deadpool fan like you should have had it.
I never got it.
Have you seen the trailers and stuff?
I love it. It's on the PS4 now.
It looks pretty funny. You should get it.
But it was always so expensive. It was like £40. I just, at the time, didn't have the money or just wasn't that bothered. But it is on my list to
maybe
do so.
Maybe have a look at it again on PS4. give me a review, because I might not get it, but you're a Deadpool fanatic.
Yeah, so. It's been one I've been meaning to play. Recently, obviously, we've both been playing Tekken 7 and Paladins as well, which is a new game to me, which I've only just come across. People are saying it's basically a rip-off of Overwatch.
Wait, it is, yeah. It is a basic rip-off of Overwatch. Sorry.
Even in terms of some of the characters, because who's the sniper girl in Overwatch?
She looks a bit gothic and she looks like a snake. Yeah.
Well, she basically looks like one of the girls from this Paladins game called Kanessa.
Yeah, as well. There's a lot of stuff that they've copied, like the healing, and even the gameplay is very similar. It looks a bit more cartoony, though. I mean, it's free. So I was like, sod it if it's free.
Yeah, it's a good laugh, you know. If you've got, we've got a group of friends that all play it as well, and everyone's enjoying it. Everyone's got a role in the team. I like the fact that you've got a different sort of tactic and you can change it up. And it's not all about just going and shooting everyone. You can have a bit of a plan around it, and using the cards to boost your ups. It's kind of like RPG as well in a way, in terms of the stat boosting and stuff. So it's cool for a free game. You can't go wrong as well.
Yeah, we'll be cracking on with that. So, I like it.
Yeah, and you can take it competitive as well, but you need all the characters. I think you need 14 of them to be level 5 and above to go and play competitive online.
Competitive. But you can have one character level 5 and above, can't you, play online?
But it's not ranked. It's not like...
But competitive play, you need like all of them up.
I probably won't even bother with that.
No, I'm just going to just play it for fun. I'm not in it for the bloody...
Yeah, because I'm not that great at shooters anyway.
No, I'm not. I'm all right. I used to be so good back in the day with Counter-Strike and stuff, but
I never got on the hype. I didn't know how people use the keyboard and mouse for first-person shooter.
Surprisingly, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to love it on Counter-Strike. I played it on, it was the Xbox One or 360, like they brought out another Counter-Strike. And I was playing it on the PC. I was like, you can just aim and run better. But on the console, you're like all over the shop. You're like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But yeah. Back to Tekken 7, what do you rate it out of 10?
I'd say 9, just because of the story. I didn't think it was that good. And I think when it comes to a fighting game, it needs to have longevity. Yeah, you're going to play it with your friends, but if you're somebody who hasn't got any friends, for example, luckily I do, but let's just say someone doesn't, and they do the story, and the story's okay... But then what are you going to do? Like, if you don't, and especially if you don't play online.
I don't know. I think...
There's just not much there other modes. They've taken away Team Battle, which is silly.
I played it on my own. I did the tournament, and it's quite fun just to mix in the tournament. The only downside to it, obviously, would be better to play with friends, because when you're in the tournament mode, if you lose at the beginning, you have to watch all the other battles until the end of that. And that could be a good 20 minutes of your time, but you can go and have a shit or whatever. Because... then you get the rewards at the end of it regardless.
Okay.
So even if you come last, you still get like 2 treasure boxes and 100k.
Yeah.
But yeah, playing with friends would be a much better. I think I agree with you on the 9. It's got good graphics.
Yeah,
it's
great,
got good gameplay.
Yeah.
The moves, the characters. I miss some of the old characters like...
Lei
Wulong. And someone said Wang and stuff.
Wang used to be in...
But there's rumours that Lei might be... It's really like hefty on Reddit at the moment that he might be a DLC character soon.
I'm hoping they release quite a lot of DLC characters.
From previous games. Yeah, definitely.
And other games as well, because obviously we've had Akuma, and it's interesting how they brought him into the story, rather than just chucking him in saying, this is a guy from Street Fighter. Like, they actually gave him a bit of a purpose.
I saw the story,
Well, and when you play as him, I actually got quite used to him as well, but I couldn't nail his finisher. But he plays well, but I think they should... bringing other characters from other games as well, which I had done in the past. Obviously, Yoshimitsu's always been in top caliber.
He looks fucking weird now. He used to start off as like a weird skeleton type of thing with the jaw and that, and then he progressed, and now he looks like an octopus.
Yeah. Slash alien.
He's like, wah! But he still sounds similar, like, they all sound like the same as they used to, which is good as well.
Yeah.
And they must have just taken the bloody original... voice files, just transfer them over to the
because it's funny, like, during the story mode, like, literally the only person that speaks in English is Nina, and everyone else is like speaking Japanese.
It's
like,
just subtitled. Yeah.
And it's like, how does she understand what they're saying? Like,
that is true, actually. Yeah,
maybe. But I do love how the characters look older, and their models always change. And when it shows you footage of previous games, it's like, is that how bad the graphics were back then? Is that how they looked as well?
But we thought it was epic back then. I was like, whoa.
I was a bit annoyed that you couldn't actually play as Jin at any point during the story, because I think that would have been quite good.
Yeah, you can only...
I fucking hated being Hayashi, because I can't stand him.
Heihachi Mishima.
He is an acquired taste.
He when is. It comes yeah, to, I can't stand his skill.
I had to use the story assist quite a lot because I just didn't know any of his moves.
Oh, was that an actual button?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I was just smashing it without that.
Oh, right.
I was on easy mode, though. But yeah, I didn't know the story assist was an actual button.
You're on medium, story assist was giving you some of the moves you can do that require maybe a bit of a combo. But on your one, on easy, you actually had one button you could just press for a combo anyway. It told you, like, L1, you could just press punch, punch, punch and do a free.
Oh, I didn't even use that.
Oh, you know,
damn it. I was just trying it myself.
Well, no, so I didn't use it at first because I looked into the controller setup and you can change what the buttons do. So the trigger buttons, you can actually set them to do a punch automatically. So whereas you've got a grapple, you have to press triangle and circle.
Yeah, yeah.
You can set R1 to do that for you.
Mm, but it doesn't work on online mode.
It does.
Does it?
Yeah.
So can you set, this is what I really want to know. Like, this is, maybe people know, they can just tweet me or whatever. In online mode, instead of doing like rage art.
Yeah.
Can I assign rage art to just R1 or something?
No, you probably can't do
that's
that.
The only, I think that's what they said. The only thing that can't be assigned is rage art.
It's rage art. You have to actually do it.
Because you could just spam the shit out of rage art.
Well, only if you've got it. Cause
you need to be low health.
You need to be low health. So I like the fact you need to be low health to do it.
Yeah, I like that as well as a feature, this rage art, because it can turn around the game. Like, they could be like half health and you're like right low. But if you get a good rage art on them, you could win the match.
Yeah. But sometimes it is quite easy to see when they're coming, and as soon as you hit a ding, you just know when to defend.
Yeah, if you're in time.
Yeah.
Because you need to be really in defence before the ding, isn't it?
Yeah. And I do love they've brought in like a slow motion esque like matrix, sort of, when you're coming in to do a fight, if you're both hitting at the same time.
Yeah, the slow motion.
It slows down, and so you don't know who's got to hit. And I remember playing someone online, and it came down to the last punch.
Yeah,
and we were like, who's going to get it? And luckily, that one of us like had defended at the same time as well, and got it. But I like it. It's good. I don't play it when if no one else is online. It's not one I go to straight away to play, because all I've got to do now is really just go and practice on it.
Yeah, I will do. I like the treasure mode on it.
Yeah,
that's like practice, but you can carry on. You just get the money and the treasure. Yeah. That's quite good instead of just arcade. But then, and practice.
That's only if you're bothered about doing the customization and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, like all these skins and stuff, I'm not too bothered about.
Yeah,
loads of people are like, oh, I've got to get all this treasure.
Yeah, I'm not fussed really. Yeah.
It's like when you got the shooting games like Battlefield 1 and stuff, people are like, you need the different skins. Every time I get a different skin, all I do is sell it for money.
Yeah,
I'm like, I couldn't give a fuck. No one's looking at my skin mid battle.
Yeah, what's the matter what you look like? Yeah, but I didn't care much for the individual story modes as well for the characters. It's literally one level when that's it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I did the lore one.
Yeah, that's what I did, the lore one. Yeah,
it was just like, then they legged it.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
I was like, but that's just one fight.
You got to do, I suppose if you do all of them, it adds up to additional content. But if you...
It's where it struggles. I think that's probably where Injustice has gone a bit further, is actually adding more story. And because it's already linked to DC, they can do so much with it, can't they, as well? And obviously, it's already been established graphic novel anyway, Injustice, the actual series.
You've got that, haven't you?
Not yet. It hasn't come yet. I did. Yeah, I won it.
He won Injustice to
in a competition, and I haven't actually got it in the post yet, so I'm waiting for it.
I do like other fighting games, but maybe not that. But I like the Tekken series. That's why I bought it.
See, I was getting confused because I thought there was a game where DC characters were fighting Mortal Kombat characters, and there is a game which is just called DC versus Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
But I thought Mortal Kombat were in the first Injustice game, and they weren't.
No.
So I was getting them confused. I was like, why are like all these characters? So in the first, is it the latest Mortal Kombat where you've got all these, like, you can play as Predator and you can play as Jason Voorhees and
I think so.
Alien and stuff? Is that the latest Mortal Kombat game and not Injustice?
I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah, there was another one. Do you remember Virtua Fighter?
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah, I only had like the first and second one. I didn't know there was like five.
There's loads of them, yeah.
It went up to PS3.
That is an acquired taste as well, because you can't button bash on that.
No. And it went up to PlayStation 3, Virtua 5. Then there's rumours it might come out on the PS4.
It probably will.
But I didn't really try it after that.
It's really well known for tournaments around the world, because you need to know what you're doing.
Have you played the Virtua Fighter 5 yourself then?
I played one of them, and there's only one character I can sort of use who's like a lore character, who's like not button bashy, but you can sort of do more moves than just like a punch and a kick. but it is really hard to get to grips of the style. And I didn't like that with Mortal Kombat either. I didn't like the play style of it. Mm. It used to be quite good, but now it's quite hard to use.
I used to like the original Mortal Kombats, but the most recent ones I haven't really played. I did try it. I didn't mind it. But, you know, I just like it for the nostalgia sort of thing. Get over here!
The specials used to be so good as well.
Yeah, I like the fatality. Isn't it like animality?
There's loads of stuff like that. Babyality. You can you can turn into a baby.
Babyality.
You turn him into like an object as well. I turn one of them into like an arcade machine.
That's mental.
But that, I think I never completed Mortal Kombat 3 because you had to get to past Shao Kahn and he was a fucking knob.
Is he the one with four arms?
No, that's Goro, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But you used to fight the female version of Goro. I forgot her name. And then you'd have to you fight Shang Tsung. You just about beat him, and then you'd go on to Shao Kahn, and he was just a knob.
Shao Kahn.
You can never beat him.
Yeah, I like the voices in Mortal Kombat. I think the last Mortal Kombat that I had was on the Sega Saturn.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good anyway.
I think I had Conquest was the last one I had, the open world one where you can run around and do Conquest challenges and stuff. And
that was all right. This is a lot of game chat today. I like it. I like mixing it up.
We like a game chat.
We like a bit of something randomness as always. The, what do you call it? Oh, on PS2, but you run around and there's loads of giants you have to kill. And
Shadow of the Colossus.
What's the new one called again? Is that
new one's called... I forgot.
But it's already out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's already out. It's been out for a while.
Have you played that?
It didn't go down very well.
I think...
There's a lot of bugs in it, apparently.
Yeah, I looked at the cover and I was like, is that it?
Yeah.
It looks like a big hyena
It's a massive dog at the shore, yeah. But apparently there's a lot of bugs and it just didn't play as good as what people had hoped. But I didn't get much Shadow Colossus just because it's so dated now as well. And I played the remastered version.
It still looks shit.
It still looks shit.
But back in the day, it looked really good.
I had fucking no idea what I was doing. There's this massive tool thing and I'm like, okay, how do I kill it? And I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah, it is a bit confusing. I think you have to follow the light source.
There's light source and stuff. And then it's like, okay, stab it. Now what? And then it was... The camera angle was ridiculous. I couldn't see, like... kept moving around. I was like, nope, not doing that anymore. My attention span and patience when it comes to games now is very limited.
Yeah, it has to get me.
It's got to grope me.
Within the first half an hour.
Yeah.
If it don't, then it's going back
to the shop. So I kind of wish I gave Dying Light more of a chance. Because... I've got a feeling that would have been a lot better. Once I finally got to guns...
I gave it to you.
I know.
And I played it for quite a lot of hours.
Yeah.
And then
it
gave it to
really
you.
Hard.
And it does like, get fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, and then things at night.
Oh,
terrified the shit out of me.
I'm running like so much and they're still behind me. I'm like, I'm running too much.
The first time you see them and you're outside at night...
Yeah, you shoot
like,
yourself.
Get back to your base. I'm like, fuck, where
are
they?
The base is like 5 miles away. I'm like, no.
Shit. Yeah, so... I can't deal with games that put me through that stress. It's just
like Resident Evil. Like that.
I'm watching someone play that because I can't play it myself. Alien Isolation, I gave up on that. We were doing it in the dark and we did have headphones on. And there's a bit where if you turn on the voice recognition, the alien can hear you if you speak.
Oh, can it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, it's the setting. I don't know if that's what you're bumping.
Has anyone tried, I want to know, tweet us or whatever if you're listening, Tekken's VR mode.
Yeah,
Tekken
7.
This
is what I put in that group chat. I was like, how the fuck does it
work?
We've
got a Tekken group chat, by the way, but yeah. How does the VR mode actually work? So you put it on, and then what? Do you have to box with your...
Let's do it live while we're on...
You're going to look up
a video,
aren't you?
I'm going to look up on YouTube while we're doing it.
So how are we going to watch this on YouTube? It's going to be interesting. But it'll be interesting to actually explain.
Well, we're just going to explain.
I need the explanation, and we can just describe it to you. As a listener, dearie me.
But because I don't know.
Tekken VR mode.
There you go.
Okay, so someone's going to talk about it. Ah, mute it, damn it.
That turned down.
Yeah, so you can have us talking instead of this person.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you actually get to see.
Do you always play left or right hand side?
Left.
I'm always a lefty as well with it. I can't be dealing with the right hand side.
Yeah, so what happens if you both choose left then?
It will just look left on your screen, I guess.
Really?
Because I'm on the left-hand side.
See, I said that if it does that, and someone's like, that wouldn't work, because...
I always choose left, though.
I always choose left.
So you must be... How are they battling, though?
Yeah,
does it flip it?
I didn't get how they do that.
Yeah, because you're choosing left, and I'm choosing left, so how is it... That's weird. Unless it like mirrors on the game.
It. Mirrors it. Probably.
So then you're like facing the right way for each other.
Ah, right. I never knew that.
That's quite clever, actually.
Well, this is a great video because it's got. Oh, wait,
it's not the VR we expected.
That's so shit.
Okay, so Tekken VR mode, you're literally, well, it's like you're inside the screen.
You're inside the screen. You can scroll around. Yeah.
Yes. That's
awful.
Dump.
So you can scroll around and fight, but you're not actually the person you're fighting.
So you might as well play it in 2D on the screen.
It's basically an extra screen, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like you're looking. Yeah, it's just like a virtual reality screen.
Yeah.
And you're in the game, but yeah,
it's terrible.
You still have to use your controller to fight, basically. Yeah. So there's no point.
You're just more up close and personal with the fighting than anything else.
Yeah, I don't know if I would prefer that as a mode at all, really.
That's awful. That's so bad. I'm disappointed in that. But I can't
PlayStation VR still hasn't been that popular.
Do you know what? I read this on Reddit, and people were saying, like, unless you had the money to spend on it, do it. But you're not going to play it often. You're going to get dizzy and sick, and you can't play it for more than 1 hour at a time anyway.
Yeah.
And it just isolates you from everyone around you
as well.
Yeah,
you might as well wait for version 2, because you've got wires sticking out of you still anyway.
Oh, the setup for it is ridiculous.
So you need, like, complete wireless Bluetooth, really.
There's wires everywhere. How it's not wireless already, I don't know, because we've got most things are wireless nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah, surely it can hook up to a Bluetooth source or an adapter to make it better. But yeah.
So if you've got VR, don't even bother with Tekken 7 in VR, because it's disappointing as hell.
Okay, we'll probably wrap it up this week.
Wrap it up.
We will see you in a week's time.
We will. We've hopefully got some more special guests coming along. We've got someone lined up as well, so he was supposed to be for this episode, but... Okay.
He could be the next
one.
It doesn't matter when he comes.
We just wanted to celebrate being 50, but I don't think no one cares. So,
50th episode is still good.
Yeah, it's still good. Whoop, whoop. It's good for us. A small personal achievement. Next week, we're going to hopefully have a guest, and we'll have our thoughts on Wonder Woman and other films we might have seen in between then.
I might touch on some strange news and some random topics as usual. But today was lovely to talk about
games. Games, yeah.
Tekken, mostly.
We're gamers at the end of the day, and I don't think we talk enough about games. But let us know if you like us talking about games, or if you want to hear us talk about anything else, just give us a tweet. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at Cyril Kevbo.
And I'm at DanMan5K. You can also follow, obviously, our main podcast channel, which is what it's about.
Absolutely.
At The Something Pod, capital T, capital S, capital P.
Yes, and tweet us, like us, follow us, and until
subscribe.
Then.
Subscribe.
Goodbye.
Bye.